Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to People of Interest on CKUW 95.9 FM. It is 8:48 a.m. and I'm joined in the studio by Allison Parker, who is a public relations and marketing management student at the University of Winnipeg as part of the professional, applied, and continuing education branch. Now, Parker's class held a fundraiser on Saturday called the Stand Up Super Games, which is in support of Osborne House. Now, they've so far raised more than 5,500, $5,500. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so why don't we talk about the event that was held on Saturday? I heard it was really big success.
Yeah, it was great. We had, I think, 14 local celebrities came out and ran through our Stand Up Man Super Games, which was a bunch of little stations where they did things like present wrapping and threading needles and playing hockey with pool noodles and beach balls. And we crowned our first ever Stand Up Man, and that was Alex Friedman from the CBC.
Okay. Now, the event is also to educate people about domestic violence. So how were you successful there?
Well, as a class, we were really surprised how much we were affected either directly or indirectly by domestic violence. So many of us had seen it happening to our friends, family, and we were really surprised how many people had been touched by it, and then it became more of a personal thing to us. And we, when doing research on it, we found that Winnipeg and Manitoba actually has the second highest incidence of domestic violence in all of Canada, and we were really upset by that. And we wanted to bring awareness to people who maybe had no idea how high the numbers were here.
Right. Now, I guess you guys figured that out by talking to each other in your classes.
Yes. We had lots of candid discussions about domestic violence and whether or not we had been affected or knew anyone who had been affected.
So in the past, there have been many events where it's women only getting together and demonstrating their power, however you want to explain it. But your event is asking that men stand up and that men be involved in the conversation. Why did you take that route?
Yeah, that was a really big part of our campaign. We really wanted to include men in the conversation. A lot of times we find that they've been discluded from this, and we wanted to bring the guys in who stand up and speak out against domestic violence, men who are stand-up guys and who care for the women and children in their lives, and not just in heterosexual couples either, all across the board. Everybody should be able to feel safe in their relationships.
Before I forget, there is a website that people can visit.
Yes, www.standupwinnipeg.com, and it will still be up and running until August 28th, so we'll still be collecting donations. We had set our initial goal at $2,500, and we have far surpassed that. We'd love to get $10,000 for Osborne House by the end of the summer.
I'm kidding. Now, talking to Osborne House, how are they reacting to your initiative?
Oh, they were so excited about the work that we were doing. We had a lot of support from them. Marty Goldstein came out to our games and helped us out. Barbara Jett was very excited about the money that we'd raised and that we continued the legacy of last year's PACE program, PR class. They also did a fundraiser for Osborne House, and so we wanted to continue that relationship, and hopefully next year's class will continue on as well.
Right. Now, I noticed in one of the press releases they were talking about how they're including men in their hiring now and volunteering at the house.
Yeah, it's really great. Marty is actually the first man to be hired into an operation, like a supervising position, actually working with the women in the shelter. A lot of people weren't sure that that would work, and it's been very successful. So, you know, we thought that this campaign would reflect that.
So, now in your accelerated program, you're going to be done fairly shortly.
Yeah.
You're more than halfway through it. What are you going to take home with you or take to your next endeavor?
It's amazing what we all learned as a class through this experience. I mean, working with a big group is difficult, but we pull it together and learning to trust each other and event planning, all the media relations that we've done, it's given us a real feel for what we'll end up doing and made us more relaxed with things like this, with radio interviews and TV interviews. It's not as scary because we've already done a bit of it. So. Mm-hmm.
Now, on our previously, we were talking about some of the many donors that helped out with Saturday's yes. fundraising event. Could you talk about some of them?
We've had some amazing partnerships. Aveda, the Aveda Institute in Winnipeg has been fantastic to us. They sent students out to help us with the actual games. They put a jar out at the Institute to raise money. And they donated a gift package. Michael Kors donated a large gift package. The Delta Winnipeg, the YMCA, Garbanzo's. Several different partnerships were formed there. And we hope that they'll continue on as well next year with that.
Yeah. Now, aside from fundraising, how are you taking what you've learned and helping educate people around you, the people that you know?
Well, like I said, I was blown away by the numbers with domestic violence here in Manitoba. I personally haven't been affected by domestic violence, but it's become more of a passionate issue for me because I'm surprised how many of my friends and family have been affected. And a lot of people stay quiet about that. So, this project really had people talk about it, and I think that's the hardest thing is people don't want their names connected to it, right? So it's a very private thing, and I think that's why a lot of us don't know about it. So I'll be paying more attention to those numbers, and Osborne House will be a charity that I'll keep in my wheelhouse of, you know, places that I want to work for and help.
Mm-hmm. Now, you have another event coming up.
We do. It'll be the next portion of our fundraising event, and it'll be at Yoga Public on June 21st. It's a Friday, 5:15. It's a karma class, and anybody who comes to take the class will pay $10 per person, and 100% of that will go directly to Osborne House. So we have to thank Yoga Public for helping us out with that. That's a big deal.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, is there anything else you want to say to listeners before we sign
out? Just please go to our website, check us out, check out our videos. We've made all sorts of public service announcements as a class, and we'd love to see more donations come in for our charity.
Right. And one last time, what was that website?
www.standupwinnipeg.com.
All right. Well, thank you for coming in this morning.
No problem. It was very fun.
That's Allison Parker, student at the University of Winnipeg, and we're going to be right back.